Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our eighth installment on the Jewish experience in Egypt. At the beginning of Parshas Va'era, chapter 6, verse 9, it explains in the Torah that the Jews weren't ready to listen to Moshe, mikotzer ruach me'avodah kasha, from shortness of spirit and difficult work. What were they not ready to hear? Were they not ready to believe in God? What is this about? So the commentators say different things. The Ramban says they believed in God. They believed that Moshe was God's prophet. But imagine a person who's just exhausted, that they're living in such a difficult existence with so much pain. Even if intellectually they know and they believe that things will get better tomorrow or the next day, they just don't have the energy for it. That's how the Ramban explains this picture. A very, very tragic picture of the Jewish experience. Specifically the phrasing, what was the shortness of spirit? The Ramban explains that they were terrified that Paro was going to kill them at any moment. They're doing backbreaking labor with great pressure that they're not doing enough. So they didn't have energy to listen to words of salvation. For all they know, Paro's officers will come and kill them in a minute. That's kotzer ruach, shortness of spirit. And avodah kasha was just practically, they were working so hard, they were being driven so hard, they just didn't have the emotional or mental energy to really reflect on new things. The Sforno says something slightly different. The Sforno explains that they didn't have the store of emunah, of faith, that other generations of the Jewish people have been taught to have based on experience, based on perspective through the generations. They had kotzer ruach. They had a narrowness of spirit. They had not as much a physical spirit, but more a spiritual spirit. And if they were sitting around with no pressures, they might have been able to galvanize, to strengthen their belief in God and in the Savior that he sent. But they were working so hard, they didn't have the energy. So the Ramban's focus is a little bit more, they just didn't have the emotional energy. The Sforno's focus is a drop more, they didn't have the spiritual energy. The Sforno makes a fascinating comparison. We know that in the story of Abraham, God promises Abraham great things, and at this point, it's a little bit difficult for Avram to believe that it's all going to happen, and yet it says, V'hemin b'Hashem, Avram believed in God, v'yachshevei lo tzedakah. At least one approach is that God thought of it as a great thing on Avram's part to believe. The Sforno says that, unfortunately, the Jewish people at that moment were not on the level of Avram Avinu. That at this moment of great difficulty, as Avram, in all the difficulties, still had a firm belief in God, unfortunately, the Jews weren't there. And the Sforno says, it's fascinating, it says that Avram is told that his offspring will get the land of Israel. The Sforno says, this generation did not get the land of Israel. We know that when the story ultimately develops in the desert and the spies and that whole part of the story, this generation, for the most part, didn't get to go into the land of Israel. The Sforno says, the seeds for that are right here. Because by not being able to galvanize their faith in God in this unique potential moment, they were not following on the path of Avram, and therefore they were not entitled to access the tremendous assurance granted to him. The Or HaChaim has a different approach to what it was, this shortness of spirit. The Or HaChaim says nothing necessarily changed from when they believed in God, when Moshe and Aaron first came to them. But the only thing is, they got so excited. They had such a tremendous vision of what was going to be, and we were going to leave Egypt, and the slavery would be over. This is going to be wonderful. And then the balloon popped, because when Moshe and Aaron went to Paro, Paro said, are you kidding? If anything, I'm going to work the Jews more. And at that moment, it was so deflating. And it wasn't that they had changed as people per se, but they had such vibrant dreams, and those dreams crashed in a moment. And so now they were just totally dejected. They're all interesting things to think about. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.